Rebecca, the festival of light. In Jerusalem, the oil burned bright. They lit the menorah in that holy place. What a miracle to last 8 days.
Well, the Hanukkah is over, but we're still remixing the holidays here at The Takeaway. And if you've heard that song earlier this month, you may not have known that the man behind the lyrics isn't just a songwriter. He has a day job, and that's in the Senate, as Republican Senator Orrin Hatch. He happens to be Mormon, but, and he's written a lot of Christmas music, but this is his first Hanukkah song. We had to invite him to join us when we were talking about remixing the holidays. He was a little busy today, so we did this last week. I asked him, Senator Orrin Hatch, how serious his songwriting hobby is and whether it takes up a lot of his free time.
Well, it really doesn't. I don't sleep well. I'm on planes all the time, so... You know, I write on planes. I write at night. I wake up in the middle of the night and write. And sometimes I even one time mentioned that I wrote a song during a boring committee meeting, and I got this irate letter saying, "How dare you use taxpayer time to write your lousy music?" So I don't tell that story anymore.
But do you still write songs during boring committee meetings?
Not too much anymore.
You can admit it. I won't tell anyone. You actually won a gold and a platinum record for this song. That's Unspoken, which was recorded by Jackie Velasquez. She's a Christian rock star. And this time you decided to write something for the Jewish faithful. Why did you decide to do that?
Well, Jeff Goldberg, who writes for the Atlantic Monthly, came to me in 1999. And we were chatting about a lot of things in the office. Then he said he wanted to hear some of my music, so I played some. He said, "Why don't you write a Hanukkah song?" He said, "We don't have a great Hanukkah song. All we have is Adam Sandler." So that is a hilarious song. Well, I said I would do it. And I kept that in my mind for really about 10 years. And then finally last year, about this time, Jeff wrote a blog and said, "I wish Senator Hatch would write that Hanukkah song." So I did.
He called you out.
Yeah, he did. I sat down and I wrote the lyrics, and then I called Madeline Stone. Madeline and I have written a lot of music together. She's a wonderful Jewish woman in New York City and in Nashville, has a lot of gold and platinum records herself, and really one of the best writers in America. And she decided to do it with me, and that's how it came about.
And Madeline Stone is actually in our studios together. Madeline, he said there's no great Hanukkah songs, but come on, what about "Dreidel, Dreidel, Dreidel, I made you out of clay"?
It's a great one.
So you've worked with the senator on other things.
Yes, we wrote the Unspoken song
together
that you just heard. Yes, and we've written love songs and all kinds of music, and I love writing with him. He's great.
Senator, I want to play some other Christmas music that you've written. Here's one of your releases.
When I say Merry Christmas in a song, will you join heart to heart and sing along?
Now, that sounds like something I'd hear if I were in Disneyland during Christmas time. And I'm wondering if when you write something that's actually in line with your own faith, does it mean something different from you, or are they all pretty much equally satisfactory for you?
Well, pretty much equally satisfactory. You know, we were writing a lot of the albums we've written really aren't necessarily religious. They're kind of like White Christmas. But this one we wanted to be religious on the Hanukkah song, because it really is a... It is a really good tribute to my friends in the Jewish community and to Israel. I'm a strong supporter of Israel, and of course even I support moderate Arabs who are for peace in the Middle East as well. But I'm just overwhelmed with how grateful a lot of my Jewish friends are. They just have gone out of their way to talk to me. Even some enemies who have been Jewish around here, some enemies around here have come up and with big smiles on their face and said, "We love your song." So I feel real good about it.
Well, Madeline, Senator Madeline has shared with us what her favorite Christmas song is, and she really goes classic.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
That is The Velvet Fog, Mel Torme singing Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. Senator, are you willing to share with us what your favorite holiday song is?
Well, that's really a pretty song. You know, I really like Handel's Messiah, probably the most...
Talk about going classic.
Well, I love classical music. In fact, I like music from all genres. It's just a lot of fun for me. Of course, as somebody who certainly doesn't have all the skills that Madeline has, you know, I don't know when I've been so proud of a song as I am this Hanukkah song, because it's meant so much to so many good people out there, and it means a lot to me, too. You know, it's no secret that I wear a mezuzah around my neck. I've done that for over 30 years, given to me by a wonderful rabbi years ago, and I do that to just constantly remind myself of my obligations towards Israel and the whole Middle East.
Well, it must have been nice for you, Senator, also since you've worked with Madeline Stone for so long, it must have been nice to write a song that is in line with her faith.
Yeah, it really was, because Madeline is really a super individual and a tremendous, tremendous talent with regard to writing music and composing music. I mean, she really is very good. You know, she's Jewish, but she won a Dove Award, which is the highest award you can get for Christian music. So I thought it was pretty good. And it was about time we did something for Madeline's faith. We've had a few snotty remarks in the blogs, but that's par for the course. Most of those
You're nobody till you get snotty remarks in the blogs, Senator.
That's right. And it's mainly against me, not against the song.
Well, you know, maybe your next one will be called All I Want for Christmas is Healthcare Reform.
Well, you know, the problem is that if they'd listen to me, we'd have health care reform by now. You know, almost every major health care bill that works has my name on it. Hatch-Waxman, Hatch-Dodd, the orphan drug bill, the CHIP bill. You could go right on down the line.
But it doesn't make for catchy lyrics, does it?
Yeah, sometimes it does. Every once, Ted Kennedy and I, you know, we fought each other most of the time, but we became very great friends. And he was very fond of whenever he knew he was in the doghouse with me, coming and singing one of my songs at me. I mean, he had a great sense of humor. Yeah.
Okay, great. The new song is called 8 Days of Hanukkah. That is Senator Orrin Hatch, the songwriter behind that song. And Madeline Stone also joined us. She was a songwriter. She's worked with the senator for 8 or 9 years. Thank you so much, and happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Happy Hanukkah.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.